The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus came with his disciples into the house. Again the crowd gathered, making it impossible for them even to eat. When his relatives and friends heard of this, they set out to seize him, for they said, "He's out of his mind." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
One of the stranger and little Gospels that we have all year long is this little passage. And, I can only say that I can relate to it personally. I think that, and perhaps some of you sisters can do the same, just because we decide to enter into, for me, the priesthood and new religious life, doesn't mean our whole family's excited and wild about this. You know, there's sometimes we're different opinions in some of my among my family members, and I'll just keep it very general. Family can mean, you know, this or something wider. But let's just say that there were some people who thought I was throwing my life away. I was out of my mind. I was crazy. Why do that? Some people had strong opinions about the church, and why would you want to go serve the church? A half crazy thing, this church, you know. Others felt that they didn't have any problem with the church, but they just thought, well, look, just live a normal life, get married, have kids, you know, kind of thing. And someone in the family thought, well, you know, you went to all this trouble to get a computer science degree and you're throwing that all away, you know. So, different opinions. Some of them thought I was out of my mind, you know. We don't know who these family members of Jesus were, of course. We can simply say that, I think sometimes people say that Mary was among the number. I rather doubt that. We do know that Jesus had, if you read John's Gospel, we do know that Jesus had some tensions with his brothers, you know, the so-called brothers of Jesus, who were more likely, cousins. They were, you know, in something of a tense relationship, and he with them. So these are some possibilities. But again, what I love about the Gospels, in fact, all of Scripture, is that some of the epic tales among the Greeks, you know, present our hero as without chinks in the armor and flawless, whereas the Gospels and the Scriptures in general speak of our great biblical heroes as having some nuts falling out of their family tree and having themselves flaws. Now, of course, Jesus had no flaws. He never sinned. But you see what I'm saying? The Scriptures just present a very honest picture of how things were. Don't try to clean it up. Don't try to, connect all the dots for us. You know, there's just some ambiguities and some strange little quirky things. And we have all kinds of odd things. Some of our greatest biblical heroes were great sinners. You know, Moses murdered a man. David murdered a man and committed adultery. Abraham was hardly this paragon of faith that sometimes we think. He struggled a great deal, and on the story goes. This is part of our biblical story. Real human beings with real issues, good and bad, who are called by God to step up. And certainly among the family of Jesus, we don't find a flawless picture. We would certainly say that he and his mother were sinless, but that doesn't hold true for the cousins of Jesus and others. And so he had a crazy family like all of us, and a wonderful family like all of us. All right.